The Creed. Creed is a Latin word meaning, I believe. For us, it states what a Christian believes. Our creeds cover basic teachings as revealed in Scripture. We believe in the creative plan of the Father, the sacrificial rescue of the Son, and God's invisible Spirit presence today. One God, revealed in three ways. Creeds were the earliest part of Christian worship, added to forms already in existence like prayer and scripture reading, a message or explanation of the reading, and of course psalms and hymns. When many were illiterate and manuscripts were rare, people memorized to remember. They couldn't download from the internet, but they could download from their memory. This allowed each generation to teach the next. This is how faith was shared. Now, normally we recite the Apostles' Creed. Its written form is from the 3rd century AD. It came from the teachings of the apostles. It was kind of like their sermon notes, and it was used as the baptismal liturgy of the church. As we recite the creed, we say, "This is what I believe. God is my loving Father. Jesus, God in the flesh, lived, died, and rose for me. The Holy Spirit, God's breath in me, makes me part of the body of Christ, the church." As we repeat those words, we remember what we believe, and we also teach the faith to children and even visitors who maybe have no faith background at all. Whenever Christians gather, this celebrates that even with many denominations, there is only one church. Every Sunday throughout the world, Christians all proclaim this one true faith. When we say Holy Catholic Church, the word Catholic means universal. Now that means there are Roman Catholics, Lutheran Catholics, Methodist Catholics, but one Christian church. Despite differences in practice, we are all part of one church. The Nicene Creed developed in response to false teachers who said Jesus was only a good man. It dates from the Council of Nicaea in 325. We use it on festival Sundays. The Athanasian Creed was likely developed during the 5th or 6th century and named for Athanasius, who was a staunch defender of the deity of Christ. Its length keeps its usage rare, but you should read it and use it as a devotional and even a guide for prayer. Now, for parents with younger children, think about this. As parents, much time is spent teaching our children to believe the right things, like stoves are hot, look twice before you cross the street, and remember, we always love you, and God loves you. Repetition is so important. So have your kids follow the words when the creed is spoken. They will learn it quickly. And take time to ask your children what they believe. About the weather? About your love for them? Their favorite foods? And their best friends? Then ask them what they believe about God. You might show them a stained glass window and show some of the pictures about what we believe. Some stained glass windows show God is the Father, or maybe a lamb to represent Jesus, or a dove for Holy Spirit. Help your children understand how the creed reminds and teaches so we will never forget. Show them a family picture or a sports team photo. Talk about how so many people who are different can be tied together by something that they have in common. Remind them the creed is a similar reminder. It shows us who we are and what we look like as Christians. Don't wait for someone else to spring this on them in confirmation class. They're ready to hear from you right now. Explain in your words what this means to you and to them. Take time, phrase by phrase, week by week, season by season. Help your kids learn more about what their faith really means.